But if you don't mind, Pastor, I really felt led to say this morning. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning, and Dad was on my mind. Now, my dad is with the Father now. And I don't know why that I have to say this, but I have to say this. There's a song that came out not too long ago called Finish Well. I don't know if you've heard that song. And that song was in my mind also. And my husband and my children and I lived in Kentucky for 18 years before God moved us here. And I know he moved us here. And our pastor always said, I want to live well for the Lord and I want to finish well for the Lord. And he said that for years. And, of course, I thought, that's wonderful. But I experienced that last October. My dad was in palliative care in the VA hospital for 3 weeks. And I will never, to the day I die, forget that time. Because, see, he was a soldier in the Army in World War II. He fought in Saipan. On Saipan and on Okinawa. And he got injured. And he survived a storm that almost took the boat down on the way home on the hospital boat. And he moved back to his home state of Texas, Corpus Christi. And he worked on the farm. And he and Mom were in People's Church in the 50s when Brother Roloff was there. You might hear an old program with a couple singing, it might be Mom and Dad on the program. God called him to preach, and he pastored a church most of my life, so I understand a little bit about the good and bad of that. And he kept walking around that wall, and he kept mushing that bag. And those last 3 weeks that he was in the hospital, he didn't stop. His body was racked in pain. He could hardly swallow. He could hardly talk. But there were a few days that he was able to get out and get in a wheelchair. And he was so weak the last few months that he couldn't even hold a regular-sized Bible. But he had a little Bible, a little thin New Testament Psalms that he kept with him all the time. And when he moved into the hospital, he kept that little New Testament not on the rolling stand because he was afraid the nurses would come and push that stand away. But he kept it right by his side in his bed. If it wasn't in his hands, it was right by his side. Well, one day we came in one morning and he was in the wheelchair. And he was very, very slowly pushing himself down that hallway and what was beside him, that Bible. And he told everybody on that floor about the Lord. Every nurse, every assistant, every food person, a psychiatrist assistant came in one day and he talked to her. Mom and I were in the room when he was talking to her. And I thought to myself, he's finishing well. He's finishing well. I want to finish like that. It convicted me. And that experience changed my life. I knew the Lord, but Dad saw people as eternal souls that would spend forever somewhere. And all my life, when I was out with him, he was like that. But you'd think, he's racked in pain. Why would he? But God. It's God. And Dad never got over the wonder of it all. When I was around, he'd say, Joy, sing, sinner, saved by grace. That was his favorite that I would sing. Because he never got over what Dad did, what the Lord did for Dad. So one day we came in. And he was in the dining room. He only got to go to the dining room maybe a couple of times. But you know, God gave him the strength that day. Why? Why did God put him there for such a time as this? Because there was a young man, I don't know if he was an Afghanistan vet or if he was an Iraq vet, I don't know, but he was a young man, and he was in there in palliative care, and he was in the dining room that one day, and Dad had his Bible, and Dad talked to him about the Lord, and Dad led him to the Lord. He did. Because every day after that, that young man was never able to come out of his room. And Dad would say, wheel me to that room. I want to see if I can see him. Well, they had him in the back and the curtain was closed. And he didn't see him anymore after that. But that's amazing to me. I know he's my dad, but still, he was a soldier, sure, for the United States Army. And he fought well in the war. But I tell you, he was a soldier of the cross first. And he never, ever gave up. He just kept walking around that wall and walking around that wall and mushing that bag. And my dad loved music. And our family, when we get together, that's what we do. We get together, we sing. And my best memories of my dad when he and I were alone were... he would be doing anything, it didn't matter, and he'd be singing. A lot of times I didn't even realize he was singing, I think. Well, I was just subconscious, Lord with him. But I was walking out, the last time I remember him being able to sing, because it was very difficult for him at the end. He was in the tool shed in the back, and he was piddling around out there. And I walked toward the tool shed, and I heard him singing. His voice was weak. He used to have a real strong voice. His voice was weak, but I tell you, it was the sweetest sound that I ever heard. Because I knew it was just him and the Lord in that tool shed. I hated to leave. I hated to interrupt. So I stood there for a minute. And this was what he was singing. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Y'all know that chorus, right? I sing because I'm happy. I sing because